You're listening to the Monocle Arch Review with me, Robert Bound. Whether you like electronica, soul or samba, there's a summer song for you somewhere in the next 15 minutes as we talk music with broadcaster and DJ Nick Luscombe. And here he is. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again. You know, you've come at the peak of summer. Now, what happens? You've kind of picked. There's a bit of summer in these picks, right? As we sort of prefaced.
There. Yeah, that's all planned.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
You know, absolutely.
Did you come in with some really sort of dark, moody music, and then you sort of had to change your tune?
Had to change it at the last minute. Yeah. No, I think I picked these very recently, and they're all new things or reissues. So, but you're right. There's definitely a sound of summer in the air, which is good, isn't it?
Exactly. I think we're gonna lead up to the summer. So we're gonna start. We're gonna discuss new singles from Esker and a reissue of Band of Black Rio. That's the most summery thing.
True.
But first up, we've got a new single from one of the current darlings of the electronica scene, Floating Points, aka Sam Shepherd. He released an album called Elenia last year to great critical acclaim. Nick, you've been talking about him for a while. You sort of talent spotted him at the beginning. Tell us a little bit about Floating. What a good name. What a strange and good name.
It's a beautiful Floating cosmic Points. Name, isn't it? It's very nice. Sam Shepherd, he's still quite young, so which is amazing because he seems to have been around forever, and he's such a talented producer. A lot of people might have seen him for the first time the Glastonbury coverage, which I saw on that red button thing. Accidentally pushed the red button and
sat on it.
That's right. Yeah,
well, that's Floating Points.
So and he did his live performance there, which is great. I really enjoyed that. And this is kind of like the new single, I guess, and representative of the album and the live stuff especially. I think it's very live feeling track, but he's kind of known for his kind of more dance music, kind of house music, and he's kind of moving more and more into kind of more prog live.
Yeah, well, and none more so than this single, which is called Kuiper. Now, so what? But it's 18 minutes long, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
so he's gone. He's almost gone. You know, let's do it. We seem to say this every single time we ever do an arts review with you, Nick. He's gone full Supper's Ready by Genesis almost. He's only 5 minutes shy. Let's take 30 seconds from it anyway. I'm going to call that wicked. What do you think about that?
I think it's wicked as well. Yeah, it is.
I think we can get away with it. It's fine. That sounds beautiful. That really reminds me of Jean-Michel Jarre in there. It's some very old school kind of Oxygen era kind of sound effects and synth
That's
effects
true.
In there.
It's true. Very it's nice. Really hard to know kind of, you know, I think with the album, it really surprised a lot of people. And obviously it got great reviews. And maybe it's going to be up for a Mercury, all that kind of stuff. You know, I hope so for him. But it's been interesting to track where he's been, and also just, you know, what's going to happen next. I know that he's listening to records all the time, and he's up there buying music, and, you know, I'd just love to know what's inside his head, because he comes at it almost like as a mathematician. He's a science, you know, sort of science thing as well, and it's it's very interesting.
And this whole thing, there's a trend for artists doing long singles or one-off long tracks between their regular LPs and all the rest of it. Where does this come from? Is this just like, let's experiment because the form's kind of changing? Singles aren't on CDs anymore. Maybe the vinyl renaissance. Well, what's this? Where does this belong in the pecking order, I wonder?
It's kind of fascinating, isn't it? Because I've often thought that maybe people are starting to kind of, I don't know, make music for streaming.
Yeah,
I mean, would this be
playlist
something?
Music? Suddenly you bang in something that's 24 minutes long, people go, okay, and then you
that's
put in something that's 2 minutes long after it, and people wakes people up again. Yeah.
I wonder if it's kind of part of that culture that people are just kind of, artists are kind of working with that as a new format, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose like that thing where the way TV is written nowadays, that you don't have to, you can watch an entire series of something in one go, and they don't even tell you where the beginning and the end of the show is anymore. So it may change the way writers write, because you don't need to put a cliffhanger at the end of 47 minutes or every time there's a commercial break or something. So maybe musicians are doing that same thing. We're going to go back to listening to long songs and albums and all the rest of it. You know what I mean?
It's, yeah,
strange. Yeah, it all comes full circle.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
There we are. There's plenty of talking points from Floating Points. That is Sam Shepherd. Look out for his name on all sorts of producers' credits as well. And he's worth seeing live, Nick. You recommend him?
Yeah, I do. I saw him in Brixton earlier on this year, and it was very dynamic.
Yeah,
very good.
Get into the vibe. So we heard the single Kuiper. That is from Floating Points. It's out now on Pluto Records. We recommend all 18 minutes. We could only squeeze 30 seconds of those 18 minutes into the program. Next up, Nick, we're going to talk about Eska. Mm. Now, listeners to Monocle 24 might be familiar with her fairly decent pipes. She's been in and done a session for us here.
Yeah.
Talk us through this cool cat, because she really is, right?
Eska's amazing, yeah. So she's been around for a while, right, making music for other people largely and you know, kind of, I don't know, I think with Matthew Herbert a while back. She's always been kind of ready to kind of be in the limelight herself, and her album came out, was it last year or the year before? That was Mercury nominated. Beautiful album. This track is a result of a kind of Late Junction collaboration session.
Because I wanted to ask you about this. This is good stuff.
So this is
this is your very coyly titled album you put together.
Yeah, it's called Unpopular Music.
Come on, I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, but the good thing
good
is
good music.
When, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. And it's like when you pull the record sleeve out, it's very clever. Then the un is underneath the record, so then it says popular music. So it's all been really thought about. Yeah, beautiful.
I'd expect no less from the Luscombe. Yeah. Come on. This is a beautiful titled single as well. Many People of the Songbird. This is Eska.
Precious songbird, precious songbird you are.
That's taken us to a different place, isn't it?
Very much, yeah.
Really exactly. Beautiful stuff.
Yeah, it's very calming.
It takes sort of guts to pare something down that much, I guess, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And the interesting thing about this session is, on this particular track, is that they were in Maida Vale recording this with Jesse and Louis Hackett, and Eska's young baby girl was there in the background gurgling away and making these noises. So throughout the whole track, you can hear her kind of making these noises. So she's doing the experimental side, if you like, for Late Junctions. So.
Yes, it's nice, right?
Yeah, it's lovely, yeah.
It could be some sort of like Central African throat warbling. It's just a hungry baby.
That's right.
On the floor at Maida Vale Studios. Nice.
Yeah, completely.
So tell us about that record, BBC Late Junction Sessions, Unpopular Music. What else is
So it's there are all kinds of things on there, but they all come from the sessions, the Maida Vale sessions that we put together on Radio 3 for Late Junction. People like AGF and Gudrun Gutt are on there. We've got, we cover jazz, we cover kind of all the different sides to the program's music. There's a session kind of on it. It's all cut. This is a double album with Gatefold Sleeve.
Beautiful.
Cut at 45 as well. How about that? So it's like
very nice. Is this out now?
It's out now on Gearbox Records, yeah.
Let's come back to that at the end. We can recommend our listeners to buy that. But cool. We were talking originally about Eska. The single is called Many People of the Songbird, and that was done, as we didn't say, unless people don't know who Jesse and Louis Hackett are. They're from the Awoni Sagoma band. And that is from BBC Late Junction Sessions Unpopular Music, as put together by Nick Luscombe, who's going to tell us now about his third and final choice for today, Band of Black Rio. People will kind of go, hang on, I kind of know this. I think I know something about this. I think I've heard about this. So put our listeners out of their misery. Tell us about where we're going jazzy next.
Oh, yes. So we're going to go to Rio de Janeiro, 1977. Sounds fantastic, doesn't
it? Yeah, doesn't it?
And this is a band that I've been playing a track from this album called Mr. Funky Samba for as long as I've been DJing, pretty much. It's just one of those incredibly tight pieces of funk, Brazilian funk. Yeah. They were really influenced by Earth, Wind & Fire and that whole American sound. And even though, you know, it's funny thinking about it now, but back then no one was really fusing, you know, South American music and that kind of commercial funk. These guys came along and changed it.
Yeah.
So this is a reissued album from 1977 called Maria Fumaca, which I think means Maria Smoke, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah. This is another cut from it. This isn't Mr. Funky Drummer, which is on it, which is brilliant, but this is another one which I think is just gorgeous as well.
A little bit of Camino de Rosa from Maria Fumasa from Banda Black Rio, taking us right back to 1977. Nick Luscombe. Also, it's nice to know one of those. It's one of your kind of fail-safe records when you're DJing as well. Because I guess there's what do you need in your arsenal as a DJ? Do you need like five of those records that you can just, you know, it can change the vibe?
Yeah, I've always got a few of those, definitely. What's the one I abuse all the time as well? I think it's, what is it? Milkshake. Is it Milkshake? Calise?
Calise, yeah.
Yeah, the same.
That's always good. Everyone always loves that.
It's one of those things are dying a bit here, aren't they? I know.
Yeah, right, okay. Fail safe.
That's right, exactly.
Okay. Let's get this train back on its tracks. And what about, so we talked about Banda Black Rio kind of, as you say, fusing that Earth, Wind & Fire, that American, that more commercial funk, that kind of, you know, funk that maybe white people would dance to, or that was in the charts as well, rather than it being this kind of, almost, as well, maybe in Brazil, it was kind of, it was a political thing as well. Well, that sort of Afro-funk kind of thing.
Yeah.
How did their music change? What happened on their little journey?
Well, I don't think the music changed that much. I mean, to the point now where the band still play live, but it's all their sons. All the sons of the original members have carried the band on.
It's like the Wailers or something.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. So it's they're still playing these tunes now, and it's... I've never seen them live. I think they're coming over soon. I need to check that because you just reminded me that they might be playing live in the UK.
Exactly. That's your great reveal next time. Next time you need to liven up the room, bring them all on.
Exactly.
Sons of.
Yeah.
It's like a sort of fine. It's a bit of sort of musical despotism. That's kind of fine.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right. Okay, so Nick Luscombe was talking us through his three wonderful tracks on today's Arts Review. We heard there Banda Black Rio. That cut was called Camino da Rosa. It's from the Maria Fumasa album from 1977. Before that, Esca, featuring two members of the Iwona Sigomi band. And that is from a fantastic new LP, which we should recommend to you very highly. It is called BBC Late Junction Sessions, Unpopular Music, as put together by Nick Luscombe. And first of all, we started off with Koipa, which is the new 18-minute single, they call it a single, from Floating Points. And try and check him out as well, if you can, this summer, while it still lasts, while it's hot in England, maybe. And that is it for today's Arts Review. Thank you very much indeed, Nick.
Cheers.
You've been listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. My producer was Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for a Brazilian TV chat. But for the time being, I've been Robert Bound, and thank you very much for tuning in.